It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. It is a great pleasure to be with you. By the way, during the week, Fox Business. Name of the show is Kudlow. Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. And if you can't get us at 4, just text your favorite 9-year-old. She'll show you how to DVR the show. You'll never miss a thing. Fox Business. Name of the show is Kudlow. And here, you can corral us on the internet. Live streaming. LarryKudlowShow.com. LarryKudlowShow.com. Plays all across the country, around the world, throughout the solar system. And we've developed quite a following in the Milky Way, if somebody would tell me what that really is. Anyway, so we got both of them on? One of them on. All right, we're going to start with Jimmy Urio. We have some technical issues. We can't get two people on at the same time. Such is life. Jimmy Urio is an old and dear friend, director of the TJM Institutional Services. In addition to being a shrewd investor, he is Chicago's number one restaurateur. How are the restaurants, Jim Urio? What can you tell us there?
The restaurant business has changed a ton. Just to put it in perspective, in 2.5 years, the amount we had to make in a week just to cover our expenses, let's just say, let's throw that rough out at 50 grand a week just to cover our expenses. We don't make a penny until we hit that number. That number is now 50% higher than it was 2.5 years ago. It's unbelievable. We're still doing okay. It went from being a great business to being a pretty good business, and hopefully it'll hit some equilibrium level over the next couple of years, because we can't raise prices to the level we need to make the same amount of money we were making 2.5 years ago. But we'll be patient. It'll be fine.
Is it food? Is it labor? What is it?
It's all of it. And when I bought the restaurant, I thought that it was going to be, just a food was the biggest input cost. We bought a cooktop equipment. We bought a cooktop for $6,000 10 years ago. And the same exact model we just replaced for $22,000 3 months ago. And then you want to talk about labor in the state of Illinois. It is absolutely punitive what doing to small business. And every year, like, businesses are doing worse, and the state government comes by and says, oh, now you have to give them a – you have to pay them for an hour every 40 hours. 16-year-old kids that we employ, just to keep them off the streets, basically, at our restaurant, now have to pay them $15 an hour and an extra hour every 40. So the whole thing is laughable.
20 in California now. But then you've got these goofballs in Illinois. They want to keep Trump off the ballot. I mean, what does that tell you? Illinois.
What tells you that they don't care about what people think.
Right.
They care about what they think. I just keep scratching my head. Everything is crazy. Even going back to the economy, they argue with us it's a good economy, yet they've racked up $34.4 trillion of debt, most of it in the last couple of years. And then they look us in the eye and say, no, everything's fine. Larry, you're catching me at one of the most frustrated times, and all I do is laugh about it. But this is just a crazy world we're living in.
Well, vote early and often. That's all I can tell you. Vote early.
Chicago
style. Vote early and often.
Right.
So stock market is still strong. Last week was kind of flattish, but still you're dealing at very high levels. I wanted to ask you, I read Ed Yardeni. He's a very smart guy. I'm sure you know Ed Yardeni. You may get his stuff. And one thing that he's been talking about that I think is very important for stocks is my model that the profits are the mother's milk of stocks and the lifeblood of the economy. So I was looking at Yardeni last night. He's got an 11% increase in 2024. This is for S&P 500 earnings, okay? $250. And then in 2025, he's got an 8% increase. And so I did. So he's at 275. So with his estimates, you're at 20.5 times earnings, price earnings multiples for this year. That's the yearly forecast. And next year, if he got what he got, it would be 19 times. So you're running 19, 20 times earnings. He's a little better than the consensus, but not that much better than the consensus. And I'm just thinking that, look, as long as profits keep up, like this. It's good for stocks and it's good for the economy. It's not Joe Biden's spending that's doing it. It's not Joe Biden's regulations. It's not Joe Biden's killing off fossil fuels where the production should be thousands, million barrels per day better. It's profits, ordinary American private sector businesses, Jim Urio. That's what I'm thinking here.
This is kind of your way of taking like a 15-year victory lap of the argument we've been having, where I continually say that it's government spending and it's loose money policy that's driving stocks. And right now it doesn't seem like I'm right and it seems like you're wrong. But I'm not ready to 100% throw in the towel. I think that what Ed Yardini's saying, and I do think Ed's a very smart man and I do know him. I have nothing but respect for him. I do think the data we've seen, starting from mid-February with that retail sales number, the data we've seen is declining, not increasing, in my opinion. And that's why I think we went from pricing in just threes in 2024 to now pricing in four, just in the matter of the last couple weeks. So I think the market is telling us a couple things. One, that is certainly a possibility, what Ed is saying. But I think the market also knows that the first sign of burning timbers falling from the ceiling, the Fed will react. And we know that for fact now because they did it 1 year ago, essentially 1 year ago today, like the day after SVB and Signature Bank started, you know, became known that they were having problems. They opened up the Bank Term Funding Program. And like it literally took them no time to increase their balance sheet help. So I think there's this confidence that the Fed is in the background. It's an election year. It's not a politically good idea to raise rates higher than they should be to stop the economy. So I think it's a combination of all those things. But I don't think that's wrong. I just think it's oversimplistic to say it's just about the profits being the most. Does that make sense?
Well, sure. Look, I mean, it's virtually a Goldilocks economy that he's describing. And that does not go on forever. And particularly when Washington is at loggerheads with private business and private enterprise and so forth. So granted, I'm just saying, a year ago, I was very pessimistic about the economy as the Fed was tightening and the economy outperformed. It wasn't just me. It was practically the entire economics profession. Practically the entire profession was wrong. Christopher Waller at the Fed was right. Ed Yardeni was right. But others who thought there'd be a steep downturn were incorrect. And I'm in that camp. And so I've been looking, you know, a lot of models. The inverted yield curve model didn't work. The M2 model didn't work. The leading indicators model didn't work. So I'm saying, well, profit seems to have worked. And if that continues, you're going to have a good year. I don't know. That's what it looks like.
Well, you know, the M2 money supply model, yes, it contracted 4.6%, which was absolutely historic. But we have to add in, too, that since last April, M2 is going higher based on the drunken sailor spending that's going from the government. So that's, you know, when I started this out with, this is crazy to me that we get 3% GDP, which essentially for Q4 that, you know, equated to like, let's call it $380 billion of, you know, of economic growth. At the same time, we accumulated $800 billion of government debt. The whole thing is nuts that they say everything is fine. If everything was fine, why would they be, you know, doing every Keynesian thing to push this economy into a good direction? So I think, you know, the fact that M2 money supply has grown over the last year, not contracted, it's just mean reversion to me. Does that make sense?
This is Greg Kelly. To my friends in the construction business, if you've been injured on the job, make just one call to the Construction Accident Lawyers at the law offices of Darren T. Moore. With hundreds of five-star reviews, they fight for more justice for every client and have secured millions of dollars in compensation for New York construction workers. Call 888-444-ATTY. That's 888-444-2889 for a free consultation. More diligence, more persistence, and more justice. Prior results don't guarantee similar outcomes.
Yeah, well, yes. I mean, I don't know. There are many ways to measure the Fed, so that's an interesting point. But, you know, you're running deficits at 6 to 7% of GDP each year, more or less $2 trillion deficits. And you have full employment, and you have disinflation, and you have decent growth. So you ask yourself, why are we doing that? Well, that's because the progressives, Joe Biden, they want to spend. They'd love to tax. They just can't get the votes. They are regulating. They're waging war against the private sector. Progressives don't like the private sector. I might add,
question about that.
Joe Biden, you know, I can talk about profits. Joe Biden hates profits. He wants to tax profits to the high heavens. He wants to roll back the Trump tax cuts. That's what he wants to do. He just couldn't get the votes to do it, thankfully.
Yep. But, yeah, there's no question they're socialists. You mentioned energy before.
Yeah,
and they
energy.
Both sometimes were pumping a lot of fossil fuels. Yeah, that reflects policies from 5 to 7 years ago. The fact that they're completely at war with them now, this administration had the gall to try to limit fossil fuel companies' access to capital markets and in the same week call them to ask why they weren't pumping more about a year and a half ago. So the whole thing is so ridiculous that, I scratch my head. But I do think that the trading thesis that I adopted 6-8 months ago, which was Bitcoin, gold, real estate, even, you know, stocks to a lesser extent, you know, that thing. You saw what gold did yesterday, right?
What did gold do yesterday? Wait. I got it here. Oh, yeah, went up.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I love
Bitcoin. Quite a bit. It broke out of a range.
Bitcoin, 62,746. Holy cow.
I don't even know what the heck Bitcoin is.
Bitcoin is up.
Since BlackRock.
I know. Bitcoin is up 166% over the last 52 weeks.
And you know what my thesis was?
It's
when
incredible.
BlackRock, our overlords, decided to get into it, so did I.
Our overlords. That's so wonderful. All right. Because of this technical snafu, I'm going to say goodbye. And bring in John Najarian. I can't do both of you at the same time. I apologize.
See you, my friend. Have a good day.
Jim Urio, the best of the best. Really, really appreciate it. What do? We take a break and then again bring Najarian in. All right, folks, stay with us. We're a one-horse radio network right now. I'm Kudlow. Much more excitement coming. Please stick around.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show.